We are having some technical difficulties.
Just slight technical difficulties. So just in case, again, this is Lucky.
And I'm Yami.
And this is RSVP Talk Lifestyle.
Woo.
Woohoo. So tonight's conversation, we are going to talk about threesomes.
My favorite.
Ooh, I love threesomes.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes. First off, if you guys are listening to us on the app, thank you for tuning in. You can also find us on Facebook Live, where you could see our gorgeous faces.
Yes, our lovely faces.
And if you just want to log into the website, thecultureradio.com, you could do that and watch us on big screen. Some of my friends this last episode saw us on the big screen, and I was like, ooh, I got to do myself up a little more.
Well, you know. I'm the extra. Speaking of extra, though, I found my unicorn earrings today. I was like, I have to wear my unicorn earrings for Miss Yami to see today.
Oh, they're so cute.
Aren't they cute?
So cute. I wish I could, like, grab the camera and, like, zoom in.
I wish you could, too, because they are really cute and, you know, just suit us so well. So.
Adorbs.
So where do we start with our topic of threesomes?
Well, I mean, pros, there's so many pros to having.
So many pros. I think that is one of the probably the biggest guy fantasy, or one of the top three anyways, is the girl guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Followed by the guy girl scenario.
Well, you know, and a lot of my male friends don't call that a threesome. They call it a train.
Oh.
Which I guess the difference would be if you're the female and both guys are fucking you, that's a train. But if the both guys are playing together and everyone's involved, I think that would be considered a threesome and not a train.
I would just think that it's a threesome.
All a threesome.
It's all a threesome
to
me.
Technical.
It's just you're all three playing. It's a threesome. That's all I can say. Okay. That's just getting maybe, I don't know, two termies for me.
Two termies. She's like, two I don't want to think about it.
Just, I don't want to think about it. I just let it happen. Let it occur. Because they're the best. They're my favorite,
so
actually.
Which is your favorite? With female or two females? Or
two females.
Oh, wait. There's okay, so there's two females. So that'd be three girls.
That would be awesome.
That's hot.
That's super hot. That is one fantasy I've not done yet, and that would be one. Yes.
This summer, that has to be your goal.
Yes, that has to be my goal, definitely. Or three or more girls. Ooh.
That's too many girls.
Is it too many girls?
I don't think.
I don't know. I didn't think there was too many girls. No. No. That can't be.
Hmm.
Well, maybe. It depends on the personalities of the group.
I'm trying to think. I think the most girls we've had that we've had like a sexy party was probably five or six.
Okay, see, yeah, about three or
four. So that wasn't a lot. It was a good time. We were all drinking at the apartment, running around in like costumes
and see,
just playing with whoever
that's
at the moment
awesome.
Wanted to play.
See, that is definitely a goal this
I
summer.
Got to actually dominate my first female that
ooh.
Night. Yeah, that was fucking hot.
I bet. And how did you do that?
So actually, it's kind of funny because the whole point of the party was a goodbye party for one of my roommates, like, fuck buddies. And it's a male. So she got, like, all of her six open girlfriends to, like, party with him, go out, like, get VIP, be all bougie and, like, sexy, and then come back over to our place and, you know, that's me with my trunk of toys and and costumes, so the girls start changing. We start keep drinking more. We were too much for him, though.
Nice.
Six
nice.
Girls is too much for one guy.
Oh.
He freaked out.
Oh, that poor boy.
Yeah, he just, I think
that
I kind of
boy.
Scared him, though. Well, first he was, like, intimidated because there's six females. So at some point, like, one female left because she was just like, yo, I'm not getting dick. It's like 3 a.m. I got shit to do tomorrow.
If I ain't getting dick, it's, yeah, I'm out of here.
She left. And then, then another one left like 30 minutes later. So then at the end, it was just three of us. So I thought maybe he'll be more comfortable with it being three girls, one guy. He did start getting a little more comfortable.
Oh, good.
But then I was drunk Yami, and drunk Yami could get a little aggressive.
Oh.
And I went too far too soon for him, and I got too excited, and I, like, ran into my room and, like, brought up my trunk of, like, toys.
Oh.
Which were mostly, you know, BDSM toys.
Right. So you really freaked him out quick.
So I'm, like, pulling out zip ties. And, like, there's three girls against one. So obviously he was probably thinking he's the one that's going to get, like, dominated or something.
I'm sure he was wondering where one of those zip ties were going to end up. And if I was thinking as a male, I would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then he ended up just not, he got too scared, and then he just, like, you know, cuddled up next to his person, which was my roommate. And then me and the other girl, we kind of just looked at each other, and I was just like, do you want to go play in my room? She's like, yeah,
let's go.
And then I take her to my room, and then my roommate passed out drunk on him, so he didn't even get laid that night. Like, so he probably, like, he did tell us the next day he had, like,
wow,
the worst blue balls. Because he obviously was turned on because there's six badass bitches in the room.
Right.
Ready to give it up. Like, but right, it was just too much for him to handle. So he was, like, ready to, like, obviously he wasn't just a fuck buddy. Because if you're just a fuck buddy and your fuck buddy brings you five other bitches, you're going to fuck those five other bitches. If you have feelings, that's what fucks it up. So that's what fucked it up for him.
Right.
And but yeah, she ended up passing out on him drunk. So he ended up hearing me dominate and, like, hook up with this girl all night long next door. And he couldn't do anything.
Wow. That poor boy really has serious blue balls the next day, I'm sure.
Yeah, terribly. Poor guy. So that's one of Yami's stories. I'd say that was a fun orgy that turned into a foursome that turned into a twosome.
I don't know. I don't think I've had that many. I gotta say, most of my threesomes have been really good. I think there was just one where I was kind of caught off guard. And again, it's kind of going back to that everlasting communication rule, you know, of discussing things beforehand. Because everything was going good till all of a sudden he's like, lick my ass. And I'm just like,
oh.
Yeah, your girlfriend can do that. And then, it was cool. So, you know, I recovered pretty quick.
I think that's pretty personal. I have friends that like licking ass, so.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is
to
fine.
Me, I got to, like, have a little connection with you.
I got to really, 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 you got to be my, like, partner intimate.
Shove my tongue all up in there if I don't
right?
know you.
Exactly. That was my point. So then, you know, got back into the groove, you know, wipe that chocolate. Because, you know, for me, my face just shows everything. Like, I can't lie because my face will just betray me every single time. So everything was going back in, getting into the groove again. And then he's like, oh, will you swallow? I'm like,
Wow,
no, that's for your boyfriend.
This was the first time you guys hooked up?
No.
Oh,
and
okay.
This is the thing. This has been ongoing for about a year.
Oh,
and you know, I was exploring new things with them, definitely. But that was just kind of out
that
of
too
the
fast for you?
That was a little too fast
years,
for me.
3 years good enough?
Yeah, that was. I'm a slow learner. But talk about certain things. Like, again, it is going back to starting off with, you know, we've always discussed what we were going to do for playtime. You know, we're going to be daddy's girls, or I'm going to play the girl next door, or, you know, whatever, or I'm the babysitter coming over. You know, so we had all these different things, and we always talked about that. So that was, again, for me, completely out of the blue, because that wasn't something we discussed about maybe, you know, would that be a boundary that you want to try, cross, not cross, or what? So, you know, to be in the middle of it, I would prefer to have known prior, because then that way I wouldn't have that dumbfounded look on my face for about 30 seconds before I'm like,
but what do you mean? Like, you wanted a conversation before the session?
No, asking if I was interested in doing something
moving
like
on
that. Yes.
I mean.
So I got to I got to the crop and I got to the flogger thing, and I was doing good with that, and, you know, the little blindfold, and I was okay, all right, yeah. Yeah, did he just ruin it by lick my ass?
I guess it would be better to have a conversation beforehand? I guess because then, like you said, sometimes you don't know if that person's going to be like, hell yeah, let's do this, or like you with your deer in headlights look
exactly.
Like, now this is awkward,
right? Like, exactly. Like especially like after a year of playtime, it's just like, whoa, where'd this come up from? Oh, okay, that's a little too intimate for me. You can do that though. I'll watch. But I think that was the only time I could really say that it was like completely caught off guard in my threesome. Normally, I love threesomes. They are my favorite. They are what I seek out, definitely. But I like the foursomes and moresomes, too, because you got to just
I love that.
You know,
foursomes
change
and moresomes.
Yeah, you guys can change it up a little, you know? Got to be out more in the open, like, hello.
Yeah. It is hot when, like, about 2 weekends ago, I think that's when I went to, you know, a venue, and I had walked into a room, and it was just, like, sweaty people just fucking everywhere, and I was like, yes,
yeah, go,
I love it, like,
right?
It
was, don't you
it
love
looked
watching?
A little claustrophobic for me, but but man, I was like rooting them on, and they were like fucking to the beat, and I was like, hey,
yeah, there
it,
they go,
get it
to the beat and everything. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a good
I love
time.
Seeing. Yeah, it was a sweaty ball of sexy mess.
There you go.
So those are really
pig
fun.
Piles.
Yeah. Mm. How many people would you feel like is too much for you? Pig piles. That just sorry. Mm-hmm. That just does not sound sexy.
I don't know. I think I've been like with maybe in a room with maybe up to 5 couples, and I'm cool with that. I'm
you
cool
were
with
a
that.
Couple at that time? Or
no,
was
I was a unicorn at that time. I was a unicorn at that time.
Ooh.
But
that's a lot of people asking for your attention.
That's a lot of people, yes. Yeah. But especially, too, it's hard when you're only, like, maybe interested in, like, 1 couple or 2 couples. And it's kind of like, okay, well, I guess I got to do equal opportunities, you know. Can't be the odd one out. I can never be the odd one out. Never.
Never.
So, never. Just not my DNA.
Yeah, I'd say 6 girls was not claustrophobic for me. It was a good time. 1 guy was a good time. But I think that it's just how comfortable I would have to be. Like, if I know everybody in that room,
right?
And there could be up to like 15 people, but if I've vibed with each and every person and like have a connection, then I would be okay. But
right.
If it was like a room full of people that I don't really know.
Or you just
or
laid
how
eye,
you said,
eye
how
on.
You like you have like that, oh well, you know, I have to like explore with everybody now since we're all in this room, like not a fan of that situation. That's when I start getting
no,
like,
but you know what, those are those things that come unexpectedly that you don't necessarily think about in the lifestyle and that it happens.
Yeah, no.
You know, you don't plan those things. You don't always realize that those things are gonna happen. Those are things that happen. So again, you know, when it comes down to it, especially as a couple, you talk about that stuff because what if that bothers one and not the other, right?
Kind of
has well, maybe one isn't as open to it as the other one is. Like, what kind of would you do in that situation as a couple?
Well, know? I was thinking as just me.
Oh. I'm sorry. I was thinking in general.
Oh.
I was thinking of our audience, too. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. They matter. You guys matter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to tell us your favorite threesome stories, though.
Oh, that
we
would
love
be
stories.
So fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? I love stories.
Yeah. We should see what... Where we can, do we have like an email
awesome.
Where people can send us stories and stuff like that?
info@rsvptalk.com.
She can see that. I can't see what she's
I can't
got
see
you.
It. I'm blind.
Oh, we're both blind. Oh, well, we'll post it up later.
Yes. No, but I'm pretty positive that's it. info@rsvptalk.com. So send us.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, we can
it's
actually
we can hear
him
this
hear
time.
Yes. It's actually rsvptalkonline@gmail.com.
Okay.
Bang.
Oops.
Thank you, Casanova.
No problem.
Thank you, Cass. We appreciate it. That we finally got to hear his voice this time instead of him being a ghost.
You guys, you have no idea. Last time he was being so funny.
It was the best
I
conversation.
I really wish... You guys could have heard his side. It was the best, but...
Because you could have just pictured his face in his voice. It was just so right there.
It was good.
I still have nightmares about the whole, you know... Oh. You know, yeah, bisexual type. Yeah, that's, yeah. That's.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then that goes to, like, jump into that. I would say one of my favorite... Oh, wait. Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, there's so many good stories.
Oh, come on, pick one.
Well, because I was going to share my favorite threesome story was I got dominated by two men, which was my dom and another guy that he's, you know, dominant personality. And they, like, strapped me down to the bed and just played with me for hours. It was just a good time.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, but then he just reminded me. And
please don't tell me some gay stuff. Let's just stop the story where it's at, and then we move to another story.
But it was a foursome. It wasn't a threesome. Oh. I do still want a threesome with two bisexual guys.
Well, that's your plan for the summer.
Oh, man, that's...
We've got our plans for the summer.
I got too many plans. I'm trying to find me a tranny.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Trying to find you a tranny?
Wow,
yes.
This just
there's lots
field.
Of them.
No, wow. Well, yeah.
Can't we just stay on the subject of three shoes on hand? And, you're going to a whole other realm right now.
Well, you know. It just happens that way. Just
so
play you off track.
You've been in a lot of, in a group with a lot of couples in it, and you're just the unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like you were being, like, pulled one way or another?
It is. It's really tough to be the unicorn because I guess it's really the elusive, sought-after unicorn and everybody wants you. And you're just kind of like, yeah, I'm not for everybody, though. That's why I'm elusive. But I don't know. It's just being comfortable and, I mean, sucking it up to how comfortable you are. If I was really that uncomfortable or something really wigged me out, I would find some... graceful exit, you know? Like the bad date. Call me in 15 minutes to check on me, okay? So, you know, but I mean, I've always been kind of lucky in who I've been hung out with or who I met as couples. Like for me, I prefer meeting couples outside of venues. Like I like meeting for coffee and drinks and getting to know them.
They're a bit like, aggressive at the venues. They're like... Oh,
exactly.
Fuck. Like, so, they're you know coming. What? That's how I felt that weekend.
At the venues, very much so. So I kind of like being the wined and dined unicorn. I'm sorry. I that's why I like going out and meeting
yeah,
for
like
coffee.
Yeah, like more of like a relationship instead of...
Yes, yes. But you know what? I'm very upfront about that whole thing about, you know, because in the bad part of the threesomes, you know, sometimes people have those misgivings about... Well, if I have a threesome and we become close to that third person, and what if my partner or whatever leaves me for that person or whatnot? For me, it's always up front that I'm single. I prefer to stay single. I'm not into your relationship. Your relationship
is
yours.
That's such a fine line, though. Like,
I want them to know that I'm not going to interrupt their relationship. I'm
so
fun time.
What would be ways of, like, to, like, cut it off, right? Like, I would say, for example... No private texting.
No
like,
private texting.
All the text messages should be in a group text.
I've always texted the female partner. Again, and that's just from my experience because
too.
I feel more comfortable with that so that she knows that, hey, I'm more friends with you. I'm not trying to steal your man. I'm just the fun friend, you know. So
I'm not going to lie. I've ran into a lot of, you know, couples and that... The guy slides through that other side of the, you know, not the group chat, and then trying to hit me up. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, come on.
Yeah.
You're already in the lifestyle. Why are you fucking it up?
Exactly.
And
again, to go in the lifestyle, isn't that the point? It's so that you're not cheating. I would think that most of it is so that it's not cheating. You're doing it together as a couple and in the open. So why do that? Again, And then I think, too, some couples have that, you know, that rule where they can play separately. And, you know, maybe that opens a whole host of other issues.
I think then that should be said. I think those people would say it, right? Like, they'll be
hope.
We're in an open relationship, not necessarily calling themselves swingers.
Exactly. You know, but I still, for me, I want the okay. Even if she, even if he said, hey, my wife
still
said
like
it's
send
okay.
her a picture, like, yo, we're hanging out right now, we're vibing.
Exactly.
Like,
do you know that? Is that okay with you? Because to me, this is her, me, and this is their relationship, and I don't want anybody thinking that I'm trying to break that or become a part of that or, you know, anything that I'm not supposed to be. I just want to be the fantasy.
So, have you ever dealt with like someone that was a couple and you used to play with them as a couple and then they're separated?
No, I haven't had that one yet.
Yeah.
Haven't had that one. Well,
how would I wouldn't really.
I wouldn't
it's
say
really
fully separated, but. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean not fully like separated?
Well, no, I used to know a couple that they kind of like
half be
they're
separated.
Still married, but they kind of just their, you know, personal lives together were done. But they were in the lifestyle.
Yeah, I do know a couple like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So, I don't know. To me, I feel uncomfortable in those situations. Like
it's
I wouldn't want to be the playmate in that situation. To me, that's just at that time where it's like, okay, well, you guys got your stuff going. I'm not adding to that because I'm not part of that relationship to be involved in it. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'm very upfront with couples I'm with.
So what's like, okay, so let's say you go to, like, this a venue all the time and you're meeting your friends all the time and you have a huge group that everybody fucks each other and so you're all friends and then, unfortunately, a couple in the group separates. Like, you know what I mean? Like, then you're like, fuck. Like, so you just got to exile the whole lifestyle for a couple months maybe?
No.
No?
I'm just not picking sides.
I would want... Yeah, and definitely never pick sides.
You know,
that would not
I mean,
be the
definitely
good thing
no,
to do.
No. And sometimes they really try to get you involved in that.
They
and
do.
No,
they
and
try to not necessarily make you pick sides, but it's like, when they're
both venting
there at the same time, it's like you got to deal with one venting about the other.
Right,
and it's
feel like I separate my time. Like, oh hey, I gotta go hang out with you for a couple hours, and then okay, I'll be back. I'm gonna go roam around, and then I go hang out with the other group for the other a couple of hours. Yeah, sometimes I feel like I have to split my time in that situation. To be fair, you know. But for me, it's also telling them both, I don't want to hear it. I'm not getting involved. I love you all. And
yeah,
that's how it goes.
You shouldn't involve, you know.
But
I'm a very private person, though. I think, you know, your relationship issues should be your
relationship
exactly. issues.
Exactly.
like
I said, for me, I just want to come into
argument,
it.
Don't go to a venue and fuck up everybody else's weekends.
Right?
Like,
right? Oh, yeah.
If you're broken up freshly, don't hang out next to each other.
No,
like, make an agreement to, hey, listen,
not.
Like, I'm going to be here this day, you know.
Exactly.
You get one. I don't know. Split custody.
Exactly.
Split
or you
custody
know what?
Of
or
the
just,
lifestyle.
Just like everybody else in the world. I mean, just if you have to ignore each other or just acknowledge each other walking by, you know, there's no reason to create drama. You know, no
it's
one's
just,
in it for
it's
drama.
Not even that people look because you don't have to create the drama. It's just there. It's just there. The atmosphere is there. The energy. The vibe.
Right.
You know. I mean, no one breaks up with someone and then. You're perfectly fine.
No, true enough. True enough. But, I mean, I would think, though, if you're both in the lifestyle, yeah, I'm sure each of you would take time out to just heal from the end of your relationship before you got back into anything else. Definitely. Definitely, definitely. But
It's a lot to being a unicorn. It's a lot of feelings and emotions you have to be aware of.
There really is. There really is.
Very thin lines that you might overstep without even noticing that you're overstepping.
Again, and like I said, that's when I meet couples, that's, you know, my first and foremost is, you know, what would you like? What do you see me as part of your relationship? And then, you know, and then let them know, okay, my boundaries are my guidelines of what. And usually it's, you know, your relationship is your relationship. If you call me over, you know, we're going to have dinner, we're going to have drinks, we're going to watch a movie, and then playtime sleepover occurs, then, you know, I go home in the morning. That's it. You know, love you guys. And see you later till next play date. Their relationship is there. And hopefully then by the time I'm leaving, they're already fucking. Well, usually they are. So, but that's it. And then they know that I'm not getting involved in that particular relationship. Now, like I said, that's why I always go with the female partner, you know, texting and, hey, what's up or whatnot. And and I've been really blessed that most of the time I've ended up friends with them. So there's never been an issue of my trying to or them having any thoughts that I'm trying to invade the relationship, especially if they're not poly, you know, because not everybody thinks that way. Not everyone's poly. Not everyone's, you know, everyone has their rules and their wants and their needs. So I just make it up front, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And update it.
Yes.
update the rules.
Yes, got to update the
no
rules.
No butt licking without talking to me about it first.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Rule number one, ask Lucky first, okay? Ask Lucky first.
How was your weekend? Did you end up
you know,
naughty partying?
You know, I was supposed to. I was supposed to have a date with a couple and supposed to go to a venue, and they flaked. It happens. I don't get upset. I just wish I knew.
No.
You know, I wish it was canceled hours before so that I could kind of make up with new plans.
What jerks, because like not many of us exist out there, so it's like, really, you're gonna piss off the one unicorn,
right? You know, you never know
unless you got unicorns,
you know,
like
and sometimes, you know, well, sometimes you never know, maybe they're newbies too and they just they got scared. I don't know. I really don't know.
Speaking of, you know, we should talk about, like, being the new person into having your first experience with a couple.
Oh, yes.
Well, you said you like to kind of set the rules ahead of time.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, even in the heat of the moment, you're just straight up like, let's have a little conversation.
Well, no, because I guess we've already been talking and chatting and hanging out and finding out what are you guys looking for, what do you guys like.
So you've never had, like, a one-night stand hookup with a couple?
No, I have. A couple times.
Let us know. Oh.
That's usually when Lucky's had about six drinks plus. So, yeah, then Lucky's very free after six plus drinks, okay? Gets lucky. It's
just, hey.
Yay.
Everybody shares. Lucky shares her luck with everyone.
It doesn't happen often, but it has happened. I mean, is it my normal thing? No, not usually. But, you know, like I said, drinks happen. Lots of hotness happens. It's just like, oh, why not?
I haven't done that. I feel like, man, you'd have to have both mad swag. You know what I mean? Because I feel there's always like one person in the relationship that's just like, ugh, you know, like I would sit on your face.
Right?
And then you have to kind of, like, get to know the partner and see if
see, usually
there's
this
never,
one,
like, you just see, well, no.
The I've one couple I'm thinking
like,
about.
Sit on both your faces.
Let me tell you, the one couple I'm thinking about that happened within a couple of hours of knowing them was, from the minute looking at both of them, was like, oh, hello. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm doing this. I'll do this. Yep. But it's sometimes it's a rarity for me, but I can't say it never happened. I never say never because I never know, right?
It was just a heat of the moment, and then no, you didn't sit down and
talk about the rules. That was the couple that was the one that I thought I was just going to have a threesome with. Ended up having the threesome, and then all of a sudden there was the knock on the door, and all these different people came in.
I love
so,
that.
Not that was actually
people. You guys
started
if
good.
You get someone in your room. Do not let like it happens all the time. Especially like I get it. People are partying. You go room hopping. It just fucking puts my lady boner down instantly. I didn't say I wanted them to look
right.
or hook up with
and
us.
And again, the point of talking about what you were looking for, what we were going to do, was not what ended up happening after the fact, but the beginning started off so good. But the ending, well, you know,
I guess
is
that's
what
where
it is,
pay attention to the open door policy. If the door is locked and closed, those people probably want privacy, because if you want a show, you're going to open those curtains.
You think, you know, because if you hear some chicks crying out, you know, in a room, then you know people are busy. Yeah, but, you know, here, knock, knock. Like, oh, who are all these people? I've never seen your faces before. But, you know, like I said,
people love it. Was an eye opener so much.
They really do. They really do. And again, sometimes, though, I've seen in certain venues at certain times, that's how fights break out or relationships end.
And I've seen that happen because, like, you know, there'll be, like, three couples vibing and everyone's having a good time and they're comfortable enough to be naked or fucking in front of each other or whatever the fuck you do behind closed doors. And then that one couple invites another couple that doesn't really know the rest of the couples. And I get it. You want, that's how you meet people. Yes. But that's what the clubs and the venues are for.
Right.
That's
but where not you everybody is that open friends. To be that close to someone in a certain amount of time. You know, and I said, like I said, everyone's different when it comes to that. You know, I'm sometimes more on the shy side. So for me, it's usually getting to know someone. Like I said, is it always a rule? Is it a rule that's never broken? No, absolutely not.
Perfect example. I was kind of like, I don't know if I was the unicorn at that party because there were so many people. But I do remember most of them being couples. Now, I was like, just got back from New York. I'm like stepping slowly back into the lifestyle. And I'm just like, ended up going to a concert. And when they're after hours partying at a house, it just happens. I'm like, well, guess I'm back into the lifestyle again. Shove me right in there. Get right into Orlando. And it was just a little bit, a lot of people, you know, and like how you said you're shy, I get kind of shy too. Unless Drunk Yami's there, but Drunk Yami wasn't there that night. I finally start like getting comfortable with everyone. And there was just this huge, beautiful cuddle puddle on the bed. And we're just all like, just love, just laying on the bed. That's like one of my favorite moments. And then you just felt that energy. Maybe it was just me. Maybe I just started to get horny and nobody else was. But, like, I started getting, like, a vibe. We're all cuddling there. You know, we've all had intimate moments with each other.
Right.
You know, and I think that's those moments where the orgies start to happen, right? So that's what was building up. And then right when, like, it started getting a little sexy, in comes barging this new couple. Right. That someone had invited, and then I was like, and
the vibe.
You just felt the vibe go like straight left field.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, so close. We would have had the sexiest moment.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know. Sad face.
But you could have let them watch. It's not like you had to invite them. You could have let them watch.
Yes. But
no,
then
it just killed that vibe immediately.
I find a lot of people that are a little too aggressive. Is that just me? Or
no, I've found that there is a lot of...
You know, like, they kind of just assume that you're going to play with them if you're a unicorn. You know what I mean? Like, if you're just so open to where you're just going to fuck everybody.
Yes, like, absolutely.
Which sometimes we can be whorish one night.
Exactly.
And be like, yo, I'm trying
but
to fuck.
But that is at our discretion. That doesn't mean that's 24/7.
Don't approach us unicorns as like, oh, you're just here to fuck everybody.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because that's definitely not it. Come back. Come with some better swag. Come at me with the drink that I already was ordering.
Like I said, it's like,
you,
why me
and approach
me
the right way.
Like, you gotta give me the carrot, like at the dog track. Come here, here's the carrot, dangle
it. Don't just walk up to me and be like, this is my room number.
Yeah, right?
See you in 5. What the fuck? Who,
be
what?
Like, see you never. There you go. I will be on the other side of that building. No, just kidding.
I'm petty. I'll walk right by.
I'll wave while I'm at it. Hey.
Hey, on my way to another orgy.
Bye.
Terrible.
We're terrible. No, we're not. We have so much fun. Well, that's okay.
That's why we have fun, because terrible people have more fun.
The bad unicorns. We are such bad unicorns. Bad, 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 bad. I love being one. Anyway, so what else? What else can we talk about our threesome subject since we got a little bit off track?
So you're like saying we're gonna get you a two girl,
yes.
three girl threesome.
Yes, three girls.
Three girl threesome. Mm-hmm. That sounds good,
right? I'm telling you that is my goal for the summer.
Sign me up too. Oh.
Okay. You can watch.
Sign us. Yes,
we'll let you watch.
I'm a voyeur.
I'm not that type of man to watch. So.
See, but he's setting the rules ahead of time. Oh. See.
That's gay to me. Unless I know everybody in the room or something like that, then you know, watching ain't going down. Because I'm definitely not like your guy that got intimidated by six girls. I'm an action movie.
Yeah, no, you know, I feel like every guy probably heard that story, and it's like, I would totally fuck the shit out of all those six girls. I want to see you do it.
You know what? You know what? I want to tell you a story. Can I tell my story? True story.
Yes.
Okay,
when I was in college, right, I had this girlfriend that I dated in high school, and She was like, she went to college. I was at college. She was like an hour away from me at her college. Apparently, she turned to a lesbian, and she was like rooming with her girlfriend at the time. So going back to what you said, like guys say, yeah. So what happens, we go down there, we chilling. Wasn't really expecting to do nothing because, you know, she's with her girlfriend. But they start arguing because of me, because she's like, why would you invite your ex down here? So whatever. So after the party, we go back to her room, and she says, okay, sleep on this bed. I'm going to sleep in this bed with my girlfriend. I'm like, all right, cool, no problem. So, you know, I'm sleeping. So they started doing something, right? So I'm like, I started getting nervous. I ain't going to lie. I really did. This is the first time
Was that your first, like, experience?
First experience ever. So I started getting nervous because I'm, you know, they're up there. You know, I'm like, oh, shoot. What the hell? So then she's like, psst, psst. I'm like. I say quiet, right?
They started catcalling. She's like, you.
Psst, psst. I was like, hey. I was like, you know what? It's all right. You'll do whatever you want. I ain't paying attention to it. She's like, yo, why don't you just come over here? I was like, nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. She's like, no, come over. And I ain't gonna lie, I did get nervous as hell. I was like really super duper nervous. I'm like, yo, this is like a guy's fantasy, two lesbians, and all of a sudden they want you to come in and stuff like that. But I got over my scariness quickly, and it was all night, and I did my thing. They were both tired, so that's what I do. But I do. That is true, though. You do get nervous. But now I'm a grown-ass man.
Were you nervous on your first threesome? I can't even remember my first threesome.
Damn, how many threesomes have you had?
God, like such a long time ago.
But, you know, before it happened, like immediately before it happened, yes, I was nervous. But then once we were in the room and naked, it was like, no. I was like, hello.
Maybe. Oh, I don't know. I want to apologize to whoever I had my first threesome with. if you are listening, sorry, just let me know. Remind me what happened that night. Well, shit.
Well,
you know, I'm not gonna lie. Yes, I've mentioned before I love threesomes. That's usually my go-to. So, yes,
right?
I do
like
have
that
too
cozy,
many people,
intimate, and
then, too many moments,
you know, it's still enough that all three of you can be doing stuff at all the same time. That's what I love about it. It can be so intimate because, like, there's always something for all three to do.
But can you also do one-on-ones, too? Is that all right, cool? Or do you just need the three
all
the
To be honest with you, like, I feel like one-on-ones, like, you in love.
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's emotional right there.
That's like,
that's feelings.
Like,
that's feelings.
That's feelings.
Yeah, those like, are feelings. Yeah. No. If, yeah, I gotta have the threesome.
It's not necessarily feelings like I'm in love with you, but like me, I vibe with you on a personal level and we're gonna do this again. Now, wait, if it was like a one time thing. The connection's different because you're not out there looking. I'm just like.
True.
Don't look at me. Just stay behind there.
Maybe if they were just a fuck buddy. But not someone I like if I'd see on a regular type of daily basis. Then that to me would be more. Yeah, feeling. No, I like my threesomes. I like my threesomes.
So if you settled down, if you settled down with a guy or girl, whatever.
That contract or that clause is going to be so big.
Clause will be threesome all the time?
I mean, I go through my time, my periods, I think. Like, sometimes, if I'm in a relationship with someone, then I fucking vibe with you. Like,
right.
If I decided to just fuck you, I want to fuck you. And that's probably, I don't know, I don't think that's a bad thing. But if I'm into you, like, people used to get annoyed in the beginning of me going to the venues because I would go with my dom and I'm sorry, I'm in, like, he was fine as fuck. Like, I was into him.
Right.
So we would, like, get fucked up and be all over each other.
Right.
And more into, the exhibitionist kind of stuff. That's what we were into. And people would kind of get annoyed. Like, what the fuck? They just come here to just basically get fucked up and fuck each other.
Like, but what's wrong with that?
So... Yes, I.
You know, there's the exhibitionists, then there's the ones that just come to watch. There's the voyeurs.
I could have one person sex, but then it'll be like because I'm into that person.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, that's how it'd be more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm still gonna go for my best of both worlds. But yeah,
if someone decided that they wanted to marry me at this point in my life, like. You would have to be part of the lifestyle. Vanilla guys, just, I tried. I gave up on that this winter, actually, trying to date, like, regular guys.
Right.
Regular, I don't know, such a...
Vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla. Vanilla. And then, you know, they always start off with, like, oh, I'm so interested in your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then it's like...
Till it's too much.
Then it's six bitches and one guy, and then they
can't... Or you whip out the dildo on him.
Then they can't hang, you know what I'm
trying
saying?
To peg him.
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't peg a guy unless he asked me to. It's just, for some reason, guys always ask me to. It's not my fault.
No, that's...
I don't know what guy, but hey, you know that dildo you got? Just put it on and just use that on me.
But I have not pegged anyone yet, though.
Aww.
But I've been asked. Oh, she said, aw.
Aw.
I'm not going to lie. It kind of scares me though, putting on strap-ons and like using toys and like insertable toys on women or men, because it's just like, I don't know what, it's just too much thinking. Because we don't fucking have a dick, so we can't feel.
Right, we don't have that
to go.
Like it feels me like I've been seeing those videos of studs and they be like moaning and stuff. I'd be like, well, how are you moaning? Like, how do you, like, they're like, oh, yeah, oh, that feels, I'm like, what are you feeling to do? I'm not understanding. I just don't understand, like, you know, that's like me using a vibrator on a girl. I'm like, oh, yeah, that feels so good to me. No, it doesn't. It's for you. It's
well,
not for me.
Have you put a vibrator on your balls?
Oh, my, whoa. I mean.
They sell those vibrating cock rings. I think they're amazing.
Yes, those look cool.
And the little packages. See, they're like, the vibrator. You go Amazon by like 50.
And one has the rabbit and the other side has the other thing and it goes for both of you. Yeah. That's cool looking. That's cool. Yeah. I want to swing.
Vibrators on a ball. This is
vibrating
where
on the
this
ball.
Is where my career's
come. I'm sorry. Like, a lot of girls don't like balls. I love balls. I appreciate them.
Balls are fun.
They're like.
Do you love black balls? Let me stop.
I love all flavored balls. All the colors of the rainbow.
Balls. Yeah. More balls.
So you. What do you do with balls?
Oh.
Kiss them, suck them, bite them.
Bite them.
No. Oh, gosh, you guys. I've had, like, lightly. I've yanked.
What the type of...
We are talking about Yami.
Yeah. Well, damn.
Dominant Yami's coming out right now.
I would never just do that to someone, though, because you don't know their level of... I have met guys that literally, they just don't want their balls touched.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Because they're like ticklish or something.
I've not ever come across that.
I can't. I'm like,
I mean,
oh,
some jiggle balls is always nice, though. You know what I'm saying? At least, you know.
You bounce them.
Like the bouncy balls.
Bouncy balls.
They definitely should be a part of when a woman's doing oral sex to a guy. You can't leave them by themselves. You know, no. you gotta
cradle.
You gotta multitask.
Each guy's so different, though. I mean, this sounds bad. I was like, I've had enough blowjobs I've given in my day.
Well, let's see.
We're about to sell the product. Yummy blowjobs. Hey, we gotta make this money.
This percentage likes this.
Make, like those, they sell like you can make mold pocket pussies to like your mouth, your ass. And wow.
I don't know if I
cookie,
could.
Your cookie, your dick. You can mold anything at this
point. I
don't know.
I just like, I'm just a man that likes the real thing. I just can't do fake shit.
Mold my cookie.
Hmm. I'm weird. I'm into weird stuff. I like playing with toys. I could get into
like I'll play. I'll play with the toy with you, but with me, I want realness. Like I'll do the toy all day to you, but at the end of the day, I need to feel it.
Yeah. Have you ever had a threesome with like a toy?
No.
And your person,
Wait, what's up, a threesome?
Okay, let me explain.
Yeah, explain that threesome.
Okay, so you know how like you go scrolling through porn sites, you get to like the 10th page, and
wow, you already deep in Pornhub, huh?
Yo, I be falling in the hole sometimes.
in a sunken place.
You guys, we've all been there. You know, yeah. When you're done and you're just kind of like, I need Jesus.
You just feel you feel like you're like the worst
you
person.
You need to
in
go give yourself a rape shower.
To be honest, I think that's every man after he masturbates. It's like you look
every
through all
time?
The pornos, you be like, yeah, you get nasty, like what the fuck? And then also you do it, then you're like, yo, I'm a bad person. Yo, I need to give my life to Jesus. I'm gonna go to church tomorrow because I'm just nasty. Yo, this is that, right? You feel ashamed of yourself. It's like that.
Lord, forgive me, I've sinned.
It's like that awkward moment when your jizz is in your hand. You're like, oh my God, what the hell have I done? What the hell am I? This is what my life is.
You've ever like been playing with yourself and then like the most because I don't know. You know, you kind of masturbate to the people you've seen. That's what they say, right? So you've ever just, like, the wrong person has hopped into your head and you're just like, I would have never thought that I would have, like,
yeah, one time
came to thinking about this
person.
It'd be that, you know, that one you took for the team in college, but she was real nasty and fat, but she was just freaky. And you'd be like, yeah, she was a nasty, ugly, fat chick. Oh, like, why the hell am I thinking about her? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
and then you go to Facebook to see if she's okay. Like, hey, I wonder how she's doing. Let me just check up on Facebook. Hit it with the random, hey, how's life?
Hope all's been well. Yo,
it's been a long time.
How you been doing?
I don't know. I don't know if you can answer this question because you're married. But, like, you know, I just feel it when I get that hey text in the morning. Like, too early. Like, why are you waking up at 7 in the morning? Randomly texting me, hey, motherfucker, I know you were fucking masturbating to me or are doing so right now. Like, we don't talk to each other. Like, we're not this comfortable for you to be calling me before 10 a.m.
Right? He must have been.
So I feel it. I feel the jerk off vibes. You know, or they hit you up at like 5.
He's going to be no use to you after he jerk off and call. Like, hey, what's he hating you for? He's done.
Oh, the 11:30 at
he should
night
be hitting you
call.
Up before then. And
you
then
think,
if you don't get
you
the response back,
you think
then
it's before?
It should be before because it's like, damn, yo, you know, you're watching some porno, you're like, damn, you know what, I want blah, blah, blah. You hit her up.
You think it's
now
during?
She don't,
I, th-
nah,
I
not
would think
during.
It was during.
Nah, that's not during.
Okay.
That's not during. Yo, seriously, when a man is in, I'm looking for the right porn to really do what I do to, he's not thinking about calling no chick or nothing like that. He does it before. He, like, he'll text whatever, and then, you know, if nobody responds back, then it's like, all right, cool, well, I got to go do what I got to do. He's not doing it during. I don't know no man is going to, that's too much, we don't have attention span like that to be surfing the net and trying to text you. Nah, man, we don't have attention span like that.
Girls won't be playing with themselves and Snapchatting everybody.
Yeah. See, women are like that. Women be taking a shower, doing somebody's hair, masturbating, like, what the hell? Guys, we got to focus on one thing. One thing.
You turn that shower head on, massage her. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Texting your friends, why are you matching? What are you doing, girl? Nothing, girl. Nothing at all. You know
just
saying?
Shooting some videos.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't have that attention span y'all do. So if he's texting you before, if you don't respond back, Because he think, you know, man, wake up in the morning, you know, he got that morning wood.
Oh. Oh.
So either he's going to see his chick or he's going to go to the computer or the phone, whatever, tablet, whatever.
But do you really? Okay, so let's say they say, I say hi back. Like, what do you think's going to happen?
Yeah, like, yo, can I come through?
C-U-M, can I come through?
Yeah, right?
I love when they do that little change of wordplay. I'm like,
yeah,
I see you.
I get what you're saying. I know where you're going with that. Yeah. Cute.
Cute. Cute. Like, what do you think? I'm just going to be like, oh, my God, I'm so horny. Yes.
Right?
I'm coming over.
I just right. jump on that dick though. Right now.
I mean, seriously, they really that's think like, we do think like that. We think like, yo, you wake up and the pussy just ready for me. That's what we think. We know it's not true, but that's what we like to think.
All well, right. Morning sex is really fun. But yeah,
but the fuck? If you're next to me, I'm not out here going to get up, get ready to go.
No. I mean, for men, hell see, no, no, that's the thing. For morning sex is the greatest sex when you roll up. Well, I'm married, so I wake up next to my wife.
You
so
get to have morning
just,
sex.
I just roll
day.
Over, and that's the greatest thing. Ugh. When you got that hard on, and it's just that undeniable hard, right? And you just roll over, and she's half asleep, and she's like, "What? What's going on?" And you just do what you do, and you know. And to be honest, any good morning sex is not gonna last longer than 5 minutes because you're ready to do it. Them guys are like, "Yo, we was doing it all morning." You're a
but
damn
sometimes
liar.
That is the like, best sex.
You know,
though,
you
isn't
get you just
though?
Get that intense
that
out.
Morning sex. Woo. It's that intense morning.
I'd be done before she wake up. I roll back on. She like, "What happened?" Like, "Oh, nothing, baby. Go back to sleep." Why am I wet? Don't worry about it. Let it marinate, baby. Let it marinate.
I do. I would say I fucking hate being woken up in the morning. Like, I'm not a morning person.
Every woman does.
But, well, no way. Not true.
Most women,
Maybe most.
They hate being waken up for just straight dick.
I was going to say, but if you are going to wake me up.
It best be for sex.
Yes. Yeah. Like, do not wake me up unless
for my experience, women want more. Like, if you're going to do it, ease into it some way, somehow. Like, I'm a dude. I'm just rolling over.
I guess it depends how much you like the dick.
And then the thing, too, about women in the morning is really moist and stuff. You know what I mean? And
for those who didn't hear that word, it's moist.
It's really moist, and you know, it marinated all night. You know what I'm saying? It marinated all night, so you get that. I call it the early moist.
The early, you know what I'm the morning moist.
The morning,
that sounds like
a
good podcast for
you know what
the Arthur.
The morning moist.
The morning moist and the morning
moist with Lucky.
And you just slide up in there. She don't even know what's going on. Like what? And then you do what you do. You roll back over.
And you roll back over.
And then you sleep again.
Yeah, you take a little nap.
And then, and then you go to sleep, but she's up like, really? Like why you woke me up? Like,
oh, you better know. You better be finishing her off, motherfucker.
Oh, right? Now I'm married. This is a different situation.
Oh, hell
when you
no.
No.
This
when you,
is where I tell you women, sit on his fucking face.
No, yes, no, no, exactly. no. When you're married, like, I've been with my wife for 16 years, okay? So at the end of the day, with her, it's like, do what you do. Let me go back to sleep. Now, when we were first dating, it's a different story. Like, oh, that's it? Then I got to do what I got to do. But now it's like, shoot. Like, you know, I got kids and responsibility. We try to get between commercial breaks. Like, you know what? Get it quick. Baby, just do what you got to do, all right? Baby, you know, if I go too long, why are you going too long? You know what I mean? When you marry this long, it's only vacations and special occasions where you get that long, passionate, and horny. But regular day sex, oh, shoot. 5 minutes in, if I last too long, she's like, baby, come on. You got to hurry it up. I got things to do. But I'm okay with that. You know why? Because
that's an adult relationship.
That's adult shit.
That's,
like,
yeah.
I'm happy with the quickie. Good marriages.
I do not condone you not letting her have an orgasm, whether it takes you.
But she doesn't. But
more
the thing is, she
minutes.
Don't want to.
The fuck she, you mean? Woman doesn't want
to.
No,
no, because at the end of the day, she doesn't want. She basically does.
She's
trying to get us. No, she's trying to get us sleep. So at the end of the day, it's like, yo, when you have a good wife, right? She's like, fine, get it, be done.
Good
like,
wife.
I have to be convenient for her and do what I do fast. Because at the end of the day, she's not in the mood.
Because, okay.
You know, she works, she got kids.
Gotcha.
So it's like, I wake up in the morning, I'm taking away from sleeping. So then it's like, all right, cool, do what you got to do. But if I'm up there making love, grinding, licking, she's like, really? Like, this is not the time for that.
Like,
exactly. I got to go to work. The kids about to wake up.
It's time to make lunches.
Exactly. So get what you do. See, it's more, I'm a good husband by just doing what I do.
But I'm assuming you guys are a little like, bunny rabbits.
Right? Well, I mean, we have right. often
you
sex.
You guys yeah, get it in a couple times a day.
Well, we try to.
Yeah.
Schedule.
Yeah. You know, hop in the shower, shower together.
Oh, we don't have no shower sex.
You know what's the worst? When you're spoiled with sex and then you have to, like, tone it back. Like,
it's when you have
to
kids.
To me, like, right now in my head, I'm like, breathe, Yami.
Don't have it's kids.
I had no. Don't I have had kids. No. I yeah, do have a kid. I do, but so I understand oh, that. I understand that life part of it. But so, for example, I was, you know, my dom was very predominantly in my life. So in the mornings, he was with me. At work, we were together because we worked together. At night, we were hanging out, partying, networking together.
Finally, you sneak into the bathroom doing sex on the low.
Yes. I have fucked in your office if I was in there and you left us alone for 5 minutes. Yes.
I'm going to make sure you leave after.
Yes, I have probably fucked in every bathroom in downtown Orlando. Thank you. I'm going to start tagging.
You
hashtag Yami was here.
Yeah. Yeah, I need.
But it's all like scribbly.
Hashtag what?
Wow.
That's funny.
Wow. I'm going to make sure you. I'm here before you, and I leave after you because I don't want to have surprises in these chairs. Like, what is this here? I don't
why
know.
Why is this chair so lit?
Looks like yogurt or something. I don't know.
Oh my god!
I don't know what this is. Who had the yogurt, man? Vanilla yogurt? Anybody have some vanilla yogurt or something? I'm the magic queen. Let me taste it and see if it's like a little fruity.
Oh my god, no, stop. I'm done.
Strawberries or pineapple.
So yeah, the point was I got so spoiled these past like 3 years getting fucked every like 30 minutes that now I'm like, what do you mean you're not having sex 20 times a day? You should be having orgasm by orgasm. But now I'm like, no, Yami, that's not how real people live their life.
No, not really. That's how people that date in and single live their life. Because you're in a committed relationship, shit. You don't get me wrong, I love sex, but when you got life, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. That's the problem, like life.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like one should never forget, though, to have set that time aside. Like, because I've had a long-term not in the lifestyle relationship. And it was like you said, life just gets in the way sometimes. And you
it
just,
does.
But you don't forget to be sexy. Like, because when you're dating, it's still fucking exhausting, you guys. Like, you think we look pretty like this all the time. It's annoying.
It really is. That is true.
Then you get married and that goes out the door. I'm like, oh, this is how you look regularly. Oh, okay. Thank God I love you now, because if I knew this before.
Oh, my God.
All right, ladies, we got 2 minutes.
All right, yeah. So next week we have Dr. Eddie Ziggy Fernandez coming
yes,
in.
Yes, Dr. Ziggy, woohoo.
He's one Can't of wait. Your friends. Have you met him?
Or? I haven't met him personally. I knew him from did some modeling for a magazine, an adult magazine, that he does guest writing for and answers questions and answers. He's a sex
and
psychologist.
And ASN Lifestyle Magazine, right?
ASN Lifestyle Magazine, correct, yes. But he is a licensed psychologist, I believe, dealing with sex therapy and sexology. So should be really interesting. I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
You guys can go to drziggy.com and check him out.
Yes.
Definitely very excited to have our first guest on the show.
Yes, so if you guys have any questions,
please. You guys, yeah. Like,
you got to email us. You got to let us know.
Any actual, like, professional questions, like,
and really perverted stories.
Are we gonna be perverted or kind of professional? I don't even know which way are we gonna go with it. How long can we not be perverted? I think that's the question.
That's the question. That is the question.
We ain't getting no sponsors.
Just the dirty sponsors, probably just like sex
toys.
Yeah,
yeah, well, that's okay.
The naughty ones.
The naughty ones. We'll test free toys.
All right, everybody. Yeah. Well-